Number 37. It's time for your weekly feeding. Hello? Get up, I don't have all day. Come with me. I said, come with me. Do you remember what happened the last time you disobeyed me? No, I know you're still sore. I don't care. If you don't want it to happen again, do as I say. It is not difficult. So come with me. I am hungry. Give me your hand. Good. And this time we're going to my room. Remember, the more you cooperate, the faster it'll be over. Okay, we're here. Get inside. Kneel by the chair. I'll be right over. Where is it? Okay, I have locked the door. You can't run away from me this time. And in case you do anything silly, fight back, struggle, run that imprudent mouth of yours. I've got just the thing for you. Let me see your hands. I said, let me see them. Did that hurt? Did I say to take your hands away? No, 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 stupid girl. Stick out your hands. And I'll just place my cane right on the top of your palms. That's right. Hold it for me. Let it remind you of what will happen to you should you not cooperate. Now, let me take a seat and lean forward for me. Good girl. Now, how much should I take today? A small sip. Just enough to quench my thirst. Or perhaps I should drain you utterly dry. Are you trembling already? How cute. Get ready. Very good. You taste just like home. So warm. So full of life. I want more. I just can't get enough of this. How are you feeling? Are you doing okay? Good. You can lean on my shoulder if you need to. Just remember, don't drop my cane. Or else, just... I don't know what it is about you. You're just so refreshing. Just so wonderful. Oh, your heart is pounding. I know, it seems like I'm taking a lot, but there is nothing to be scared of, my sweet girl. I have done this plenty of times. Well, nothing to be scared of except that I might suck you completely dry if I wanted to. Or you shaking? My poor girl. Now stop that pathetic trembling. I will stop whenever I want to. I haven't had anything like this in ages. More. I want more. Oh, you dropped my cane. You know I was feeling there to be beating on the menu today. Get up. I said, get up. Maybe I took a little too much. Are you still there? Hey, say something so I know you're still there. Whew, okay. There's my good girl. I thought I might have lost you there for a second. But I could keep going. I am still very thirsty. Was that a please? Please what? Oh, look at you. You can barely move or talk. Well then, what should I do with you? Beat you? For dropping my cane? Get on top of your back, pin you down, and drink up every last drop of that beautiful lifeblood. Somebody's lucky I'm in a nice mood today. Give me your arm. Oh, right. Here, I'll just wake you up and put you down on my bed. Oh, my poor, poor baby. Lying there all helpless, eyelids fluttering, breathing those quick little breaths. I guess I did take a lot out of you, but you just tasted so good, I could not help myself. And now you've got me all worked up. Taking blood always gets me feeling so intimate. I think you deserve just a little reward. Come here. Kiss me. Taste me, or rather, taste you. My sweet, delicious girl. You're so cute when you're like this. So drowsy and confused. So helpless. It looks like feeding can be quite intimate for you as well, huh? Is there something else you're not telling me? Is there something else you want right now? Something that you need right now? I know it. My repressed, depraved little slave girl. Alright, let's hitch up that skirt of yours and let's get these panties off. I only want a taste. Good girl. You're so pretty down here. So helpless grabbing my sheets for me. Such a dumb kettle for me. My dumb human kettle. My pretty little slave girl. You're so cute when you're like this. So dumb. Desperate. And just delicious. You're so cute when you're like this. Someone looks like they're about to fall asleep. You can drift off if you want, but I am not stopping that's it. Even though you're barely conscious, you're still so wet. How shameless. Such a gross, needy girl for me. My beautiful, perfect, needy, depraved slave girl. I don't know what's better, that fire in your veins or this. My poor baby just came. You cute, adorable little thing. Okay, now, this is the part where I throw you back in your cell and have my assistant give you a little food and water if she remembers. But it is awfully cold down there, isn't it? And you did lose a lot of blood. Do you want to stay in my room instead? Would you like that? Oh, you're asleep. My poor girl. Here, let's get you some water. Hey, I need you to wake up a little, okay? And I need you to drink this. Good girl, let me stroke your hair. You're going to be okay. Now let's tuck you in. When you wake up, I'll be right here. I'll make you some hot soup, clean you up, take care of you. How does that sound? I do make a very good soup, whatever you'd like. We'll get you recovered and back ready for use in no time. This is your reward for your obedience and for your taste, of course. Not everyone gets this, you know. Well, where did all this niceness come from? See, this is what your blood does to me. Your fiery blood, it gives me all of these, emotions. But you'll still get a day or two of pampering and then it's back to your cell. So enjoy it while you can, my sweet. That's it.